Hello.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of The Mathe Guys. And we're recording live again for the second time. If you listened to our last episode where we talked about Baldo, you know that we're recording live. And yep, to you, it's been maybe a week or two since we talked about Baldo. Uh-huh. For us, it's been about 10 minutes.
Yep.
So sorry to break the illusion. but this is going to be a... Whenever I say that this is going to be a short one, we end up talking for half an hour.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is going to be a really long one.
This is going to be a really long one, and then...
And then we're going to talk for maybe 15 minutes.
Yep.
So, to tell you the story... Oh, by the way, no follow-up.
No follow-up. It's been 10 minutes.
Because no one's emailed us in the last 10 minutes. Come on, guys.
Come on.
Where are you at?
Get on top of it.
but, so I was, you know, I as a yerba mate connoisseur of sorts, you know, I'm always kind of just, I've got the feelers out there on the internet, always looking for stuff, looking for new sources of gourds and yerbs and whatnot. And I just happened to stumble upon something that I'd never actually heard of. I don't think it's that new, but I personally had never heard of it. And it was on Amazon. It was Amazon Prime. And it was like $7 for 500 grams. And I was like, you know what? What the hey? Seems like a pretty low risk thing. Always looking to try new yerbs. And I got it. And part of the thing that kind of really attracted me to it was that the packaging actually looked pretty good. With a lot of these kind of new age, let's say, like mate companies, you know, the packaging doesn't look bad, but, you know, it doesn't look like mate packaging. It doesn't look like traditional mate packaging, and that's fine, you know. But this stuff actually kind of impressed me because it looked like, you know, it could have just been normal mate. It had like 86 languages on it though, so that was kind of a flag that it was definitely, you know, sort of a more modern, you know, interpretation or brand or whatever you want to say. And so I got it, kind of just, I knew that Clark was headed my way, so I kind of just, you know, put it aside. And so we broke it out this morning, we started examining it, and then we found out some interesting things.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, it turns out, It's not so new or exotic as I thought it was would be. Well, first of all, I think they for the U.S. like it's sort of a BYT mate, not exclusive, but like, you know, like it's sort of a private label deal for BYT mate. And then in the U.K. it's actually for Uru Shop. I've ordered things from Uru Shop. I've never really looked too much at their yerba selection just because shipping from the UK on that heavy stuff gets a little outrageous pretty quick. And then, but yeah, lo and behold, I check on Uru Shop and yeah, they have a couple of products from this brand, which is called Agua Mate or Agua Mach, right? Water Mate. It's kind of an odd name.
Yeah.
But so, you know, and I opened the package and it looked like, you know, it looked like normal, you know, unsmoked, whatever, Argentine, because, you know, all the kind of new age mate companies for some reason go for unsmoked because, you know,
it's carcinogens,
the cancers, the carcinogens, stuff. You know, because, you know, eating some like barbecued steak has just as much carcinogens probably or more so, you know, than like, and, you know, for you vegans out there, some barbecued portobello mushrooms. Probably, you know, same deal. You know, any sort of char smokiness and is going to have way more than, you know, a little bit of smoke-dried sherba. But that's neither here nor there. But we have made our feelings on smoke-free sherbas abundantly clear in the past. You know, it's just a flavor thing. You know, ethics or medical dingus aside, it just doesn't taste as good.
Yeah.
And of course, but... So anyway, yeah, but, you know, a lot of times with kind of modern sherba, you know, it's often, you know, cut very uniform, no palos, no powder, no nothing. It's just, you know, just straight
leaves.
Leaf bits. And I opened this stuff and it looked just like normal Argentine sherba. So I was like, oh, okay. But I should have been tipped off by the fact that, you know, they had the big unsmoked badge on there because there is one... group, company, family, what have you, that is kind of famous in mate circles, especially here in North America, for selling organic, unsmoked, yada, yada, yada.
Fair trade.
Fair trade, yada, blah, yada, blah, blah. All the buzzwords. Sherba. And lo and behold, I look on the bottom of this package, and I see the K word. And I go, oh, okay. Oh, I know what this is about.
That makes sense.
And what is that K word, Clark?
Kraus,
yeah. And we've reviewed Kraus in the past?
Think so?
Should probably know.
Ah, man. If we did, it's been a long time.
Yeah, because it's a funny story. We were actually going to do a live taste comparison, kind of like we did in our Baldo episode, where we did Baldo versus Canarias. We were going to do that with agua mate versus some Kraus Orgánica that I had. We looked at the Kraus packaging because I had to dig it out of the back of my mate cupboard shelf store. I have a lot of sherba, guys. It's a problem.
It's obscene.
Yeah. It really is a problem because, as we will soon see, this stuff was at the back and it expired 2 years ago, 2017, like best by June of 2017. And I was like, oh yeah, I bought this stuff when I lived in the Bay Area still. So I bought it in like 2016.
Yikes.
So yeah, it was old stuff. And an off repeated adage is that, you know, like Argentine, Uruguayan sherba, it doesn't go bad. It just kind of mellows out. And I think that is true up to a certain point. This stuff, we were like, all right, we'll give it the benefit of the doubt. It smelled okay, actually.
Yeah, didn't smell bad.
So we had high hopes, put it into a gourd, brewed it up, and it tasted like basement.
Yes.
Despite never actually seeing a basement, it, you know, it just smelled, it tasted just musty and dusty.
Yeah.
And like you could, the Kraus flavor was still there. Like, yeah, you could, like, in a blind taste test, you could identify, oh yeah, this is Kraus that is maybe 10 years old. You know, sherba does not age like a fine wine, you know. Tangent, that's actually kind of a myth too about wine. It turns out, like, you can't just stick a bottle of wine in like the back of like your cupboard and then like 20 years it be amazing. No, like,
yeah,
it's like certain kinds of wine, and it has to be like climate controlled, like mm-hmm. aged in a very specific way. Like, that's why they sell like wine coolers or like wine cellars, like wine. Like,
yeah, someone with the wine cellar, sure, like that, yeah, will be much different than, but just like sticking it in the back of your cupboard and
or your fridge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Absolutely.
So yeah, that's a random tangent on wine. But anyway, so kind of the same deal with mate and sherba, right? When they you know, age, quote unquote, sherba for, you know, 8 months, 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, you know, for like Argentine, Paraguay, and Uruguay, they age their mate, right? They're doing it in climate controlled, very strict conditions where, you know, they're in barrels or bags, and, you know, it's tucked away in a specific area, specifically set aside. My cupboard, moving pod, and pantry shelf are not any of those cases. So, this is a very long tangent to say that a bag of Kraus 2 years past its expiration date tasted terrible.
Awful.
So we will not be comparing, unfortunately. Yeah,
that wouldn't be a fair comparison. Yeah. So
it's already kind of, you know, common knowledge that we're not the biggest fans of Kraus from a flavor standpoint. So, you know, it's just kind of unfair to Kraus to give it
to knock it down even further.
Yeah, by saying, you know, oh wow, yeah, it's terrible. Well
yeah,
it's 2 years past its date. So yeah, we're just going to talk about agua mate kind of on its own, but do know that it is produced by the Kraus family. You know, Milton Kraus out there, what up?
What's up?
If you're listening to this podcast, como está mi amigo, no te conozco, pero está bien. So it's from Argentina. It's got a pretty normal Argentine cut. And I'm sorry, I don't know why my voice has been kind of wonky today.
I don't know. Mine's clearing throat real quick.
Yes. Okay. That's a little better. Pretty normal Argentine cut on the finer side, you know, not a lot of dust. Some kind of chopped up stems.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen, you know, Argentine, or if you've ever seen specifically Kraus.
Yeah. This is Kraus.
Okay. Yeah. Shh. All right. But we're just going to give it a little taste here.
Yeah.
And we are drinking it out of a Simonaju aluminum wrapped wooden gourd with a silver plated bombilla from Uruguay. Nice bit of foam.
Oh yeah,
Kraus. Yeah. I think
it's not bad.
Yeah. I think Kraus usually does have a nice bit of foam.
Yeah, but looks can be deceiving.
Interesting. Hey, let's finish my first gourd. Pass it to Clark. And again, to reiterate, like, I mean, you know, we talk, but we personally have nothing against Kraus as a brand. I think it's a little expensive, but, you know, it's got all the buzzwords, so you got to pay for the buzzwords. It's a strictly a flavor deal, right? The flavor doesn't necessarily do it for us. If you love Kraus, that's awesome. You know, if you're into the unsmoked thing, great, that's fine. You know, I just like mine a little smoky.
Samesies.
So yeah, so you know, I just want to make it incredibly clear that we're not like dunking on Kraus as like a company or a product and like, yeah, if you drink Kraus you're a loser. No,
nothing like that. If you drink it, that's great,
that's fine, whatever,
cool.
Doesn't really bother us,
doesn't affect my life.
Yeah, exactly. we personally aren't the biggest fans of it as a product, and from a flavor standpoint, not something we drink. As is evidenced by, I couldn't even finish a 250 gram, 8 ounce, I don't know, it was a tiny, tiny little package of Kraus that I bought.
Tiny package.
3 years ago. Yeah, I couldn't even finish that. I definitely did drink it from time to time. I think if you go back on my Mate Instagram page, there's definitely pictures of me drinking it in the Bay Area, but I might have literally drank it like 3 times total, and probably in smaller gourds.
Yeah.
So that was my phone falling out of my pocket.
Oops.
Getting so relaxed, my stuff is just jumping out of my pockets. And after this gourd, I think I'll be ready to talk about it.
Yeah, after probably my second gourd, I'll be ready too.
Cause you know how it is with mate. The first gourd, it can be a little, depending on what it is, mm-hmm. with Uruguayan, it can either be like very, very strong because you're kind of extracting that kind of excess polvo. With Argentine, oftentimes, like, it doesn't taste like anything because the yerba, like, has to blossom just because that's the nature of a more coarse cut yerba, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's you should never judge a mate based on its first,
yeah,
first
and
sip.
I've had episodes and I've you know, I'm only human. And I've kind of jumped to conclusions after my first gourd. I'm like, oh, this is awful. And then the second or third one, I'm like, oh, that's actually not bad.
Right.
So I have learned. Yeah, it's not really worth saying much until the second or third gourdful.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to figure out what. I'm tasting something. Maybe you.
Could be the gourd itself.
Oh. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know if... I think wood holds on to flavors like calabash does. I don't know if it holds on to it like to the same extent. Because this wooden gourd that I use, I kind of use everything in it. I drink Chimajon in this. I drink Argentine in it. I drink Uruguayan.
Okay.
It's just some days I just want a little compact, simple little gourd.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, I feel like the you can usually tell like the difference between flavors that are coming directly from the gourd,
yeah,
and flavors that are coming from the Sherpa. Especially after like a couple of rounds, you're like, okay, like this is the Sherpa and I have to figure out what I'm tasting.
Yeah.
But sometimes like if you do it in a different gourd, then obviously the flavors change. Sure. But
yeah.
But anyway.
So you have any thoughts yet, or do you want to wait till your third?
I want to do a third one.
Okay. Well, I just did my third. I think I have my thoughts ready.
Okay. You can go and I will I will get a sipping on this one.
Okay. Well, in a surprising twist, this stuff tastes like Kraus.
Shocker.
Yeah. No, it's you know, it kind of has, again, it's been a long time since I've had Kraus that wasn't expired, because I drank expired Kraus this morning. So the flavor is not super strong in my brain, but you know, it tastes the stuff, you know, standing on its own merits, this stuff tastes kind of a little bit bready, a little bit kind of grassy. You know, it's air dried, so it's going to have a lot of the same kind of flavor profiles as maybe like Shimahong, you know, but like to a much lesser extent, obviously, because it is, you know, aged. But, you know, sort of that like kind of grassiness, just sort of mellowed way down, and it doesn't have any of that kind of full body smoky tones to kind of support it. So yeah, it kind of tastes a little grain, a little bit of cereal grain in there, a little bit of kind of hay, grass, whatever. It did definitely kind of surprise me a little bit. It was definitely a little bit more full bodied, a little creamier than I expected. Especially, you know, coming off of, we just did an episode talking about Uruguayan mate. So, you know, that stuff is like the cream, the literal cream of the crop, right? Cause with how thick and viscous and that stuff. And I was expecting this stuff to just taste like, you know, like straight up water. But you know, yeah. I was a little surprised that, you know, there was definitely a little bit more going on. It definitely wasn't just like leaves floating in water, but you know, yeah, it didn't surprise me.
Yeah, not at all.
Other than the fact that, you know, it was a little bit more robust, but like overall didn't really surprise me.
Yeah.
It's like, this is air dried, non-smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Sherba from Argentina.
Yes. I get like kind of like it kind of coincides with like the graininess and the creaminess. It's almost like an oatmeal-ish.
Yeah.
Doesn't taste like oatmeal.
Yep.
Just like an oatmeal
it
kind of.
It literally tastes like
feel.
Oatmeal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally just like you're slurping up Quaker Oats.
Nah. Maybe with some blueberries in there.
Oof. No, ooh. No, it's all about the dinosaur marshmallows.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Eggs that you put hot water on and then the egg melts away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
That's some good stuff.
No, yeah, like, yeah, sort of, you know, hot cereal type. Little bit of that kind of cereal thickness, but
mm-hmm.
still, but you know,
still like, you know, still bright and grassy.
Yeah,
like typical unsmoked Argentine Sherpa.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
No, not bad. Probably will go to my shelf and never be drunk again. But I will say, and again, I don't. When you buy things on Amazon, it's hard to comment on pricing. Because if you've ever used like Amazon price tracking, like for example, I like to use camelcamelcamel.com, and it'll send you price alerts when prices on Amazon drop, which is to say prices fluctuate a lot on Amazon. So it is very possible that I just was at the right place in the right time and got it for like $7. Which is to say, for the price that I paid for a 500 gram bag for something produced, you know, by Kraus. You know, and that is to say, you know, Kraus is quality, right? For this kind of product, if you are into this kind of Sherpa, Kraus is a quality product.
Yes.
So it was a good price. I think I paid, you know, close to maybe like $12 for my tiny little package of Kraus from like a supermarket in the Bay Area.
Ooh.
And I don't know what the going price of Kraus is nowadays, but I don't think it's cheap.
Yeah, definitely not $7 for 500 grams cheap. That's
yeah.
That's a screaming deal. I mean, even for like, I mean, that almost goes for any other Sherpa, but like that's
pretty standard yeah, price. Especially like, from Amazon, because you know, Amazon Prime is yeah, going to have a little bit of shipping cost built in, because you know, that's how you pay for free shipping, because nothing in life is actually free. But yeah, it's really that, and that's kind of what attracted me to it, because it really, what for just any sort of mate, that was not a bad price at all. It was a low kind of cost to entry to try something new.
New, so to say.
Yeah.
Yep. New packaging.
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, we kind of just had a big conversation about, you know, relabeling and private labeling sherbas, but I don't know enough Kraus to be able to say whether or not this is, you know, oh yeah, this is Kraus Silvestre put into a blue bag with the Awamate name slapped on it. I don't know. I can, like in the Canarias episode, I have drank a lot of Canarias in my day, right? So yeah. I am confident to be able to compare things against that and to be able to say, oh yeah, this tastes a lot like Canarias. This stuff is really different than Canarias. Kraus, harder for me to say. So, but it definitely tastes like Kraus. Definitely is similar cut to Kraus, all that stuff. But I don't know if the Awamate thing, because it does seem to be, you know, like Kraus private labeling sherba for these other kind of, you know, companies outside of South America, because I think they private label it for Spain, for Norway. They had like all these different mate stores listed on there. Like I said, BYT Mate, Udu Shop, like yerbamate.no, I think, for Norway. Anyway, so I don't know if Kraus is literally just sticking an existing blend product, you know, in just private labeling it for other companies, or if they are doing it to spec.
Mm-hmm. I could probably see it being that.
If it is to spec, I would assume it's probably Kraus's own different spec then, because I mean, if they're doing it for all these different unrelated companies, unless like all the five mate stores had a meeting and decided, you know, like what that, and that's why it's confusing to me, because it's not like, if it was like Udu Shop's own private label, Udu Shop Mate, made by Kraus, then I would assume, yeah, it's probably Udu Shop going to Kraus and being like, hey, we want this.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's got like five different country, different company, totally, as far as I can tell, unrelated mate stores, and it said like produced for, distributed by, I kind of feel like it's almost like maybe Kraus is like, hey, our normal stuff is really expensive, and it's, you know, it's harder for people to pick it up. Let's make a kind of an entry level organic fair trade non-smoked sherba. We will sell it to these kind of popular mate stores in these various countries, and that'll be our way to kind of get our foot in the door with this sort of, you know, kind of more new age mate crowd.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Because as far as I can tell, you know, the normal Kraus stuff is sort of marketed as a boutique yet still traditional sherba.
Yeah, that's definitely what it seems like.
So I don't know. A lot of questions.
And like, it's just strange that like we only discovered that it was from Kraus by looking at the bottom, like the very bottom of the package. Like we'd already opened it up, look at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And it says Kraus.
Yeah. Like, it said, oh. It said like copyright Kraus, like SA 2016 or something. that was not the expiration date, but yeah, there.
Yeah, no.
The copyright date was a little old there. But yeah, so
it's kind of low key, like,
yeah, like, hey, it's Kraus.
BTW.
Yeah, it's Kraus kids. Yeah, a little behind the curtain, pulling strings type thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's really interesting, but a little disappointed that, you know, it wasn't like something completely new that I thought, like, oh
yeah. But I was pretty excited, like, oh, something new, finally. Yeah,
it's like, no, it's just Kraus. just
yeah.
But yeah, you know, if you want to try it, it's definitely,
it's affordable.
It's affordable, and I think it's still good quality. Again, it's a good quality product for what it is. It's just I don't really care for that specific type of product.
Mm-hmm.
Good quality or bad quality, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Agua mate. Like water mate, right? And you can get it on Amazon. You can get it from Udu Shop. You can probably get it from BYT Mate, the other places that I've mentioned. Just do your, you know, just Google it.
Google
something it. Yeah, do you have anything else to say?
Not really.
Yeah.
Said all I want to say about this, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad. Not our cup of tea. Not our literal cup of tea.
Literally.
Maybe. Might be yours. So.
Possibly.
Yeah. Give it a try. If you like Krauss, if you're into that kind of stuff, check out Agua Mate. And, you know, if you're a big Krauss drinker and you've tried Agua Mate, you know, maybe hit us up an email. And you can, you know, really kind of go into specifics of how maybe it's different, or maybe it's how you notice that it's like the exact same thing as this other thing, you know, anything. If you can give us more information about that based on your own experiences as a loyal Krauss drinker, you know, send us an email our way, mateguys@gmail.com.
Yeah, we always love to hear.
And yeah, we'll be kind of thing. We'd be happy to get some more clarification information on that subject.
For sure.
Cool. Well, I think if nothing else.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be it for this episode. This very, very, very long
very
episode.
Very long episode.
The Mate Guys.
Very drawn out.
And yeah, so see y'all next time.
Okay, see ya.